When a guy is in trouble, he starts making deals with his creator, and Ambrose was dealing like crazy. Vicious teeth snapped at him, and his whole life, actually all 9 of them, flashed before his eyes. If this dog got him, it was all over. Becoming dog food looked like a distinct possibility, as the tree Ambrose had chosen was small, and the particular branch he was perched on was a flimsy twig barely capable of holding a kitten, let alone a mature cat. And the big black beast below seemed to have springs on his paws. "I'll do anything," Ambrose yowled. "Anything! Please let me live a little longer!" This was life number 9. He knew he wouldn't get any more, but he'd settle for a longer one in which he could finish his days in comfort. Under the circumstances, it would be a miracle if he survived to see that happen. But he'd seen people stringing up colored lights on their houses just the other day, which meant Christmas season was about to begin. And wasn't Christmas supposed to be the season of miracles? Not that Christmas had ever been good to Ambrose. That was when he usually managed to meet his end. So, he wasn't surprised at what was happening to him now. That didn't mean he had to like it, though. What a horrible way to go. Pulled from a tree and brutally murdered by a bloodthirsty mongrel. All these houses, and there was not a single human around to help him on this cold, gray morning. No surprise, really. Humans bought houses and then rarely stayed in them, until they got old, and by then, like Ambrose, their days were numbered. Below him, the dog showed his fangs again and growled, "Needing a miracle here, soon." Not that he deserved one. He thought of little Robbie, who he'd scratched many a time in his 7th life, and poor Snoopy the beagle, who he had tortured in his 8th life. He shouldn't have made the dog's life so miserable, but he'd been getting bitter by then. How he had enjoyed driving old Snoopy crazy by jumping on him and riding him around the house with his claws dug into the dog's back. Hee-hee! That had been bad. Very bad. He would never do anything like that again. Why, oh why, hadn't he picked a tall, sturdy tree to climb instead of this immature maple? What had he been thinking? The answer to that was easy enough. He'd been thinking, run! It started to rain. Fat, freezing pellets that dug under his fur, and an angry winter wind pushed the tree, making its branches sway. No! Ambrose dug his claws deeper into the bark. I'll be a good cat and earn my keep here on Earth. Just send me some help and I'll prove it. Now the dog was up on his hind legs, pushing against the tree and reaching for Ambrose like he was some kind of doggy chew toy. Determined not to go down without a fight, Ambrose hissed at him and took a swipe with claws unsheathed. That only made the beast more berserk. Where was the dog catcher when you needed one? Help! Is anybody listening? Out of nowhere, appearing as suddenly as the rain had come, Ambrose saw a man wearing what humans called jogging clothes. He ran up to the dog and yelled, "Go on, get out of here." Between the man's aggressive clap and that big canine-like growl of his, he not only scared away the dog, he almost gave Ambrose a heart attack. The beast loped off down the street, and the man said, "Okay, guy, looks like you're safe." Safe, the best word in the world. Ambrose peered down at his rescuer. The fur on top of the man's head was what humans called blonde, not as handsome as Ambrose's orange coat, but a shade that humans admired greatly. And his eyes were as blue as a Siamese kitten's. He was large, which meant he probably had a spacious, comfy lap. The friendly smile he wore showed the man was a kind person. Something about that face looked familiar. Where had he seen this man before?
"You're on your own now,"
he said to Ambrose, who was still clinging to his branch.
"I know you can get down anyway. You aren't going to want to stay out in this weather any longer than me,"
he added, and then jogged off down the street. Ambrose could hardly believe he was safe. Wet, uncomfortable, and hungry, but safe. The freezing rain was letting up now, and the angry clouds began to drift away, ashamed of all the misery they'd caused. It was going to be a good day after all. He settled down to give his racing heart a chance to calm. One last gust of wind whooshed past him with a whisper, "Remember what you promised." Of course, Ambrose remembered. And he would be a better cat when the opportunity presented itself. There was no hurry, really.